Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 10th, 2025. The Friends of Sears Island will hold their annual meeting this weekend with plans to highlight their accomplishments over the past year with photos and to let people know more about the organization. That's happening tomorrow, Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Mermaid Plaza on Main Street in Searsport. And if you've been here a while, you may remember that location as the former Jordan Seafood. It's right at the top of the street that goes down to the boat launch in Searsport, the public landing. More information is available at friendsofsearsisland.org. The Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space wants people to know about two Gaza protests happening on Saturday. The Sick from Genocide Rally and March to Protect Hospital and Healthcare Workers will take place at Kennedy Park in Lewiston and at Cascade Park in Bangor starting at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. For more information, email globalnet@mindspring.com. Registration has opened for the Maine Association of Nonprofits Nonprofit Day at the State House on February 4th. Quote, "This event is free and all nonprofit staff and board members, regardless of their advocacy experience, are welcome to register and join us to strengthen your relationships with legislators and help tell the story of why nonprofits are critically important to Maine's economy and way of life. Attendees will have the opportunity to tour the State House, hear a panel conversation with advocacy experts, set up meetings with legislators, and network with peers. Travel assistance is available." Close quote. Nonprofit Day at the State House starts at 8:30 a.m. and runs through 1 p.m. on Tuesday, February 4th. Registration is open now and it is required. For more information or to register, go to nonprofitmaine.org and click on the Events tab. Again, that's nonprofitmaine.org. The ACLU of Maine invites the public to join them for a webinar called How a Bill Becomes a Law, to learn about the legislative process and the ACLU's work at the State House. Quote, "Our commitments transcend election cycles and party politics. As legislation begins to move, we recognize that we are in a difficult moment, but we are prepared. We are clear-eyed about the current threats and opportunities and the very real effects they will have on our daily lives. We will move forward decisively to vindicate the rights and freedoms of those most vulnerable, to give voice to the values of our multicultural democracy, and to preserve the commitment to justice for all." Close quote. That's happening on Tuesday, January 14th at 5:30 via Zoom. Registration is required, and you can do that and find more information at aclumaine.org. Just click on the Events tab. And the Poynter Institute's PolitiFact fact-checkers are among those whose services are being terminated by Meta as part of the social media company's rollback on fact-checking, according to an announcement from Poynter on Thursday. They say their work will continue. Quote, "The good news is that Poynter's commitment to fact-based journalism far predates our social media partnerships and social media. Our commitment has not wavered in 50 years. We will continue this important work." End quote. You can follow their fact-checking truthometers at politifact.com if you'd like to do your own fact-checking. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.